a good night, Rosh Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas, Matis Matzei, and a good night, Rosh Kodesh to everybody. Toshanayim Tess. The Torah tells in this week's Parsha about the idea of a Reitzeach, somebody who kills accidentally, who must go to the Ir Miklat. The Torah says that the city of refuge absorbs him, and it takes him away, it protects him from the wrath of the Goyal Hadam, of the relative who the Torah gives permission to kill if he finds the murderer outside of the city of refuge, the Ir Miklat. How long does he stay there? He stays there until the Kohen Gadol dies. The question is, what does the killing of someone and having to go to Ir Miklat have to do with the Patira, the death of the Kohen Gadol? Rashi says, because the Kohen Gadol is the one who should have been mispalo. He is responsible for the generation, and obviously his merit did not protect enough the people, the nation, that this terrible thing should not happen. And therefore, as a result, he is the one who his passing causes that the Goyal Hadam, it's an atonement for the Reitzeach, excuse me, that he gets to leave after the Kohen Gadol dies. The Torah tells us, Chazal tell us, that the mothers of the Kohen Gadol used to make food for the murderers so that they shouldn't daven, that their children, that their son, the Kohen Gadol, should pass away prematurely. And the question that is asked is, what's it going to help that the murderer is going to daven and is going to want to leave? He wants to get out of the city of refuge. He wants to leave the city of refuge. His family is away. He does not have anything with him, although the Rambam tells us that his Rebbe, somebody who kills accidentally, his teacher does go with him. But by and large, this is not really a fun and purposeful existence. He's stuck in the city of refuge. He can't go anywhere. He cannot leave. The Goyal Adam, the relative, is waiting outside for that first misstep. And it's not really a comfortable existence. So what is it that the fruits and the cookies and cakes and all the delicacies that the mothers of the Kohen Gadol are making are going to help him and not daven that the Kohen Gadol should die? And Rabbi Biederman says something very, very important and extremely timely. He explains that when a person davens with a full heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to that tefillah. Lei nishbar v'nitke likim leisivze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not kaviyachol look down or degrade a tefillah that comes from a broken heart, a heart which is full of sadness and remorse, a heart which is seemingly having no hope. When the Kohen Gadol's mother makes cookies and cakes for that murderer, that mitigates and takes away a little bit of that lev nishbar v'nitke. Maybe he has an idea in his mind that, hey, it's not so terrible over here. My needs are taken care of. I get a great challenge from the Kohen Gadol's mother every week. She sends me a very delicious kugel. And it's something that takes away, instead of having 100% broken heart, he only has a 99% broken heart or a 98% broken heart. That is enough to take away from that tefillah, to take away from that prayer that comes from an extremely broken heart. And that is why the mothers of the Kohen Gadol go out of their ways to make sure to do everything for their sons, that these people should not daven, that anything should happen to them. And we see a double lesson over here. Number one is we see what a mother will do for her child. She'll inconvenience herself, more than inconvenience herself. Think about it. The Kohen Gadol's mother, no matter where she is, she's probably not near all the Ari Miklat. There were six of them at the beginning. And there she is, making sure that food is going all over Eretz Yisrael, food is going all over Eber HaYarden, that her son should stay alive even for another minute. And on the other hand, we see what the power of tefillah is. That tefillah, a broken heart, can change things in a moment, even taking away the Kohen Gadol, who is so special and so needed for Klal Yisrael. A good Chodesh and a good Shabbos to all.